Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a person who doesn't know if he's going to need an Erev on Shabbos, and if he does need it, he doesn't know exactly where to put it. Meaning a person heard that people are going to be chasing after him, tax collectors, something like that, and he wants to get away from them, but he doesn't know which direction they're going to be coming from. So if they're coming from the west, he needs the Erev in the east to run in that direction, or if they're going to come from the east, he needs the Erev in the west, or they maybe they won't come at all, and he would just rather stay home and keep his current chum. So he puts out two Erevin, one to the east, one to the west, but you can't have more than one makom shvisa on Shabbos, so you have to make it clear that you're making a tanai that only one of these Erevin is actually going to take effect, and that's what our Mishnah says. Masna adam alei ruva v'omer. A person can make a tanai on his Erev and say, Imbo of the chavmin amizrachei ruvi lemariv. If the of the chavmin are coming after me to collect my taxes, are going to come from the east, I want my Erev to be chal to the west, and that way I'll be able to travel further to the west. Mina Marav, but if they're going to be coming from the west, Erev the Mizrach, then I want the Erev that I'm putting to the east of the city to be the one that takes effect. In Bo, Mikan, Mikan, Lamakam Sheretze Elech, and if they come in both directions, then let me choose on Shabbos which Erev I want to be chal. So, Lo Bo, Lo Mikan, Velo Mikan, Hareni Kibnei Iri, and if they don't come at all, and I'm just being fearful of something that's not happening at all, then I just want to be like everybody else in my city and have the regular tchum of my city without extending to an Erev at all. And not only does it come up in a case where you're trying to get away from people, it can also come up in a case where you're trying to go to people, meaning you have a chacham that's coming to town and you want to hear his beautiful drushas, but he's not coming all the way to your town, he's coming to a neighboring town. You're just not sure, is he coming to the town to the east of me or to the town to the west of me? So imba chacham in a mizrach eruv the mizrach. So a person can make it tonight that if the chacham is coming to the town toward the east, I want my Erev to be to the east so I can go there. Mina Marav, Eruv Yilamarav. If he's coming to the west, I want my Erev to be there. Balakan Lakan Lamakam Sharetze Elech. If the one Chacham comes to the east and one Chacham comes to the west, then all the neighboring communities have scholars and residents, and I want to decide which one I want to hear, so I'm going to choose on Shabbos which one I want which Erev I want to be Chal. Lo Lakan Velo Lakan Hareini Kibnei Iri. If neither of the scholars and residents make it, and then I'd rather just keep the my regular tchum Shabbos, so you can make such a tanai. So the next Tana tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imhaya Echad Mehem Rabbo Holechesel Rabbo. If one of these people that are coming happens to be a Rebbe, then you have to assume that that's the only Erev that's going to be Chal. Imhayu Shneim Rabbos of the Makom Shiyotzi Elich. But if they're both your Rebbe, then you can go to whichever one you decide to on Shabbos. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda would say that even though you made explicit in your tonight that if there's a chacham that comes in both places, that you'll be able to choose on Shabbos, that's only if all else is equal. But if one of these chachamim is your Rebbe and one of them is not, we have to assume that's the one you really wanted to be kona shvisa for. So now the Mishnah talks about Erev Tchumen made for Shabbos and Yom Tov that are back to back to each other, that are adjacent to each other. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov asamach l'Shabbos bein milfaneh bein milachreah. When Yom Tov falls out either on Friday or on Sunday, Mari Vadam Shnei Eruvin Va'omer. A person can make two Eruvin, and he can say as follows. He could say that Eruvi Arishon LeMizrach Ve'Sheni LeMariv. My Eruv on the first of these 2 days of Kedusha should be to the eastern side of the city, and the Eruv for the second of these 2 days should be on the western side of the city. Harishon LeMariv Ve'Sheni LeMizrach, or vice versa. Eruvi Arishon Ve'Sheni Kamnei Iri. Or he could say my Eruv should be for the first of these 2 days of Kedusha. Wherever I put it, and the second day I just want to be like everybody else in my city. Eruv Hasheni Varishon Kibnei Iri. Or you could say I only want the Erev to be on the second of the 2 days, meaning Rabbi Lazar holds that even though Shabbos and Yom Tov come back to back to each other, you can separate them out as far as the dinim of Tchum Shabbos. But the Chachamim Omrim Ma'ariv L'Ruach Achas O Enom Ma'ariv Kol Iker, that when you have two consecutive days of Kedusha, it's got to be one Erev for both days or no Erev at all. O ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, o enu ma'ariv kol ikr. You could be ma'ariv for It's got to be both in the same direction for both days. It's got to be both days or not at all. So the Chachamim say, what should you do when you make an Eruv for both days? Ketzad yasa, malicha b'rishon ha-machshuchalav v'noto balo. You should bring the food before Bein HaShemashos on the first night to the place where you want it. Wait there until it's already nighttime so that your Konos Shavisa there for that day. And then after Bein HaShemashos, you go home, take the food and go home. And that way you could keep make sure that the food is safe. And then b'sheni machshich alav v'ochlo. On the second night, bring the food back to that place, wait until it gets dark, and then you'll have been konos shvisa there that second Bein HaShemashos, and then you could eat it. So by taking it home after the first Bein HaShemashos, you can guarantee that the food will still be in the world by this time the second Bein HaShemashos comes. No one's going to come and eat it. You'll then be able to go more than 2,000 amos in that direction, and you'll be able to enjoy the Eruv food. It's not going to be gone. If, however, the food somehow got eaten or was lost on the first of these 2 days of Kedusha, then the Eruv is not valid for the second day, because the Eruv has to take effect during Bein HaShemashos. So Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer, mod matam li shehein shtei Kedushos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't understand. If you hold that the Eruv could be chal for only one day, and then if it gets eaten, it's not going to be effective for the next day, then how come you can't split the days? How come you can't have an Eruv in one direction one day, the other direction the other day? Or an Eruv only apply in one day and not the second day? Meaning you made a big deal that you disagreed with me and you said it's all or nothing. It's either for both days or nothing. Then how come you have to be so careful that the Eruv doesn't get eaten up? So that's how Rabbi Lazar disagrees with the Chumash. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that if a person wants to either avoid someone coming from a particular direction or dafka get to a person coming in a particular direction, you could set up two Erevin and make a Tanai. That if I want the one to the east to be Chal, then that will be Chal. If I want the one to the west to be Chal, that will be Chal. If I want to be able to choose, that will be Chal. If I want neither of them to be Chal, then that will be Chal. But if when it came to the case of two Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda said, if one of them is your Rebbe and the other one is not, then we automatically assume that the Eruv that you set up on the side where your Rebbe is the valid Eruv. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that when you have 2 days of Kedusha, one after the other, so Rabbi Eliezer had said that you can set up two separate Eruv in two separate directions for the two separate days, or you could set up one Eruv to be Chal for one of the days and not for the other day, but the Chum said, no, it's all or nothing. However, even though the Chum said it's all or nothing, they said you do have to make sure that the food is still in the world by the time the second day, the second Bein HaShemashos comes. So you should go out there the first Bein HaShemashos, put the food there, wait till after dark, bring it back home, and then bring it back the next day. So Rabbi Eliezer timed it back that if you're gonna say that you need to do that, then you're essentially acknowledging that the 2 days are not a single unit, and that you could have one without the other. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Paragimel, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.